Here's a thought I'll title, For a Mere $15,000. I really, really need to stop watching YouTube videos, particularly of new camera announcements, because they always pique my curiosity. I'm always ever so slightly tempted, rarely enough to write the check, but nonetheless, I'm curious about what's new, what's coming down the road. And in particular, I constantly have my eye out for any way that I might improve my photography, that is to say, what I want to photograph and how I want to photograph, with new equipment that has new features that I never knew I needed. But yet the engineers at Sony, Nikon, Canon, Panasonic, Olympus somehow knew that I did need it. Well, that happened again this week. Panasonic introduced a new full-frame model to their lineup called the S1R Mark II. And if you can believe, and I'm assuming we can, the reviewers on all the YouTube channels, it's quite a yippy-skippy camera. It's full frame. It's got an incredible feature set. It's fast. Its storage and burst speeds are amazing. It does video up the wazoo, which I never care about because I don't do much video. And it's got 8 stops of in-body image stabilization in combination with Panasonic lenses. It's a tempting piece of gear until you add up the cost. And then I realized to replace my existing gear, I would have to spend $15,000. That includes the camera itself, plus replacement of all the lenses that I have, because the lenses that I have are for Micro Four Thirds. They wouldn't work on this new camera that Panasonic has introduced. So $15,000 would be the budget. And then I started thinking, which is always a great, fantastic reality check because it makes us think, what are we going to get for $15,000? Well, I'd get more megapixels because it's 44 megapixels. My camera's 20 megapixels. So, wowee, that'd be great. Except for the fact that I don't need 44 megapixels and I can count on one hand the number of times I've needed an image that was 44 megapixels. So really, what it would cost me is more hard drives, more memory card space, etc. I'm sure an advantage for some, but wouldn't accomplish anything for me, particularly because of the size prints I tend to want to make. And then I thought about the extra stop and a half of image stabilization over my existing camera. Would I really care about an extra stop and a half? I'm not sure, because I can always shoot in burst mode, which almost guarantees me that I get one image that's sharply focused. And then there's this other device I could employ called a tripod. Have to go back to those days where everything I shot was on a tripod. And of course, there are probably bunches of other features. But would any of those features in the new camera actually change what I photograph, how I photograph, how successful my photographs are, or would it possibly rescue things that I can't do with my existing camera, but I can't think of anything I can't do with my existing camera. So what does the $15,000 buy me? Well, bragging rights, a new camera, a new bunch of toys to play with, but it doesn't really improve my artwork. And that's the problem with my particular perspective in photography. It's not about the gear. It's about the work. It's about the exploring. It's about the discovery. It's about being out there in the world. It's about connecting. There isn't an extra button on this $15,000 new camera setup that would increase the connections that I have with anything. Whether it's out there in the world, the people who view my artwork, my own deeper self, all those connections would not be served by spending an extra $15,000 that I can think of so many other things I'd rather do with that, like go back to Japan several times. I'd love to do some more work there, but I certainly don't need a new camera to do it. That's the thing about new gear. New gear replaces old gear, and so there's a net improvement in what we can and could possibly do with new gear. But that's where the calculations have to come into play. Is it going to get you enough to justify the expense? And I can tell you now, for 5 years, every time a new camera comes out, I ask this same set of questions and I come up with the same set of answers, that the new gear will not improve my photography, will not make me a more sensitive photographer, will not find me more time to do my photography. So I won't be upgrading my equipment anytime soon. And by soon, I probably mean forever. Unless I win the lottery, and at that, a really big lottery, so that I can drop $15,000 on new camera equipment without blinking. And although I know many, many of you aren't the wealthy elite, I'll bet there are not that many of us for whom a $15,000 upgrade in our camera equipment can be made without much thought, without much careful analysis, because $15,000 is just chump change.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.